This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House said Tuesday U.S. President Joe Biden warned Russian President Vladimir Putin of, quote, strong Western economic blowback against any Russian attack on Ukraine, while the Kremlin said its leader demanded guarantees the NATO alliance keep clear of Russia. The two leaders met by video link in a two-hour summit seen as a vital chance to defuse tension on the Russian-Ukrainian frontier, where Russia has deployed up to 100,000 troops, sparking fears of a major war in Europe. Russia denies planning to invade Ukraine, where it already seized swaths of territory in 2014. The White House says if Russia does attack, Biden made clear that economic pain would follow, perhaps including what it called risk to Russia's new Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline supplying Europe. The United States says it doesn't know for sure what Russia intends in Ukraine. Moscow describes accusations that it's preparing to invade as, quote, hysteria. Peruvian President Pedro Castillo gained breathing room on Tuesday after Peru's Congress voted against a motion to impeach him, amid protests in capital city Lima, both for and against the under-fire leftist leader. Peruvian lawmakers fell short of the threshold required to proceed to an impeachment trial after Castillo garnered support in recent days to fend off the attempts to oust him by right-wing parties. The impeachment vote had threatened to tip Peru into political uncertainty, with Castillo battling crises as his popularity wanes months into his administration amid corruption allegation and widespread mining protests. This is VOA News. Amnesty International said on Wednesday dozens of people suspected of committing crimes against humanity remain at large in the Central African Republic, where rebel and government forces are locked in low-level fighting. The rights group said that only one person suspected of involvement in a 2018 massacre of at least 112 civilians has been arrested out of 25 named in warrants issued by the country's court, which tries rights cases. A former rebel chief accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity was arrested last month, then released, quote, a few days later without any judicial authorization, Amnesty said in a statement. One of the world's poorest countries, according to the UN, the CAR descended into civil war in 2013. The conflict has calmed over the past 3 years, although large swaths of territory remain outside central government control. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus can partially evade the protection from two doses of Pfizer and partner BioNTech's COVID vaccine, the research head of the laboratory at the Africa Health Research Institute in South Africa said on Tuesday. Still, he says the study showed that blood from people who had received two doses of the vaccine and had a prior infection were mostly able to neutralize the variant. He said the lab had not tested the variant against blood from people who had received a booster dose because they are not available in South Africa yet. The Omicron variant, first detected in Southern Africa last month, has triggered alarms globally of another surge in infections, with more than two dozen countries from Japan to the United States reporting cases. Brazil on Tuesday rolled out requiring a COVID-19 vaccination certificate for foreign travelers arriving in the country, despite a recommendation from its national health regulator. The move came after far-right President Jair Bolsonaro compared such a mandate to a, quote, leash for animals. Brazil's health minister says the presidency decided, quote, people cannot be discriminated between vaccinated and unvaccinated to impose restrictions. However, he said, with the precise characteristics of the Omicron variant still unknown, Brazil will require a 5-day quarantine for unvaccinated travelers, as recommended by the country's health regulator. Ahead of the announcement, Bolsonaro, who has not been vaccinated, rejected calls for a health passport. Brazil has suffered more than 615,000 COVID deaths since the start of the pandemic. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.